Jazakallah Ahmed for that. Ahmed actually is also a member of the Wahid group. I think the only group that has started recently in Durban, South Africa. And we know, inshallah, that they have many programs to follow in different parts of the country. They've been to Cape Town, and they're going to Johannesburg next week, inshallah, for the Sultan Bahu Fair. And there's also plans for them to go to Canada and, inshallah, in UK as well. So wish you well, Ahmed, Hafiz Ahmed. He's part of that group, and he's the one who recites the Qira'ah for them and the rest of the du'as and so on, mashallah. Brothers and sisters, we now come to the main part of our program, which is what you are here for, and that is the actual presentation on Umrah. Maulana Khan needs no introduction to all of us. He's been involved in particular with presentations and talks and lectures on Umrah for the last, and Umrah and Hajj for the last more than 20 years now. But in the format that we have this, in the form of a seminar, Maulana has started this about 15 years ago. It was, this is a history that we always repeat, because it is also a reminder for all of us that, you know, good things may start small and inshallah it grows. We started this kind of program, I recall, about 15 years ago at the Madrasa Shaukatul Islam. It was a small classroom, and it arose out of a need of some of the, those going for Hajj and Umrah, wanted some lessons. But out of that, over the many years, the Al Ansar Foundation has been organizing this seminar, the Hajj and Umrah seminar, and I think it has now reached a point, the Hajj seminar in particular, which is perhaps the largest in the country, and more than 80, sometimes even 90% of all those in the greater Durban area who go for Hajj normally go through and come and attend the Hajj seminar. What is very important at the outset, and Maulana himself will tell you this, that it's not only the participation at the seminar that is going to give you all the knowledge that you require. What really happens, we hope that you have done some reading beforehand, you come to the seminar, and inshallah, after that, when you do that reading again, you will find everything will fit into place, exactly what is required of you. As usual now, Maulana will commence the program, and I'm sure most of you, inshallah, will be first going to Medina Sharif. And so he will focus then on what we have to do in Medina. And there are two parts of this. One is, we normally discuss the significance of Medina, its importance. And we saw, we heard Ahmed Latif highlight that the beauty you see in Medina, you will not see it anywhere else. And then Maulana will explain to us about the rites of Medina. What are we supposed to do when we are there? And this, a little, he'll touch on the ziyarat as well. And then, of course, the main part of your trip, which is the Umrah itself, Maulana will focus on how to perform the Umrah, and then a little bit on the ziyarah in Makkah, inshallah, as well as what are your duties and responsibilities when you are there. I'm sure Maulana will also touch on the issue that we know, because it is going to be the school holidays, and many young people, Maulana, high school students and sometimes even primary school kids are going, so families are going, and among them are boys and girls, and with them go the cell phones as well, Maulana, with the roaming as well. And we hope that's limited only to roaming with the cell phone and no other roaming itself. But Maulana will touch on that, inshallah, as well. With that, I'd like to call upon Maulana to address us. Shukran.